Now, this week on BBC Radio Devon, we are hearing the wartime memories of people from Kingstainton in South Devon. They've just all contributed to a new book called My War. Today, we hear from Beatrice Pym, who was 28 and living in Bristol when war broke out.
Well, I had a little boy at the time, and he was just over 12 months old. My husband, he had to be up every morning and to work at 5. Then they called him up for the RAF, and then I sold up, got all my furniture out and let my house. And somebody was waiting on the doorstep nearly for it because there was no homes. You see, they bombed a lot of them in Bristol. And I went into the country to live then, out with my mum.
And was that because you were worried about the bombs?
Well, no, I didn't mind when I was on my own, but not with a child, because you had to wake him up every night and take him to the shelter, you see. Well, then we had a shelter built underground under the lawn. Proper big concrete shelter, and we used to take him down on a pillow. Take him down and put it. He didn't wake up then. He got used to it, you see. He was always fixed up every night waiting to go down there. And but that shelter saved 12 lives.
Did it?
And they had we had a direct bomb on the back, and back of the house got damaged, and a greenhouse that went. And the end of the entrance, the doorway of the shelter underground, went that way. And it was just room for all 12 to crawl out in the little hole at the bottom.
So when you moved out to the country, where did you go?
I went out, right out into the country to my mum. And I went to work then, full time.
What did you do?
I was in the grocery. And we used to do rations, all that thing in. Not a grocery.
Did you ever get into difficulties doing the rations with people trying to get more or anything like that?
Oh, you got a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble. Well, old people, mind the elderly, two pumps of tea was no good. They used to dry the tea leaves and then put another little bit with it to make it go round. 2 ounces of cheese was no good, you know, 2 ounces of butter. And 4 ounces of marge they had. And then if anything came in, you see that was short supply. You had to hoard that if it was good enough so that you could supply out to so many and then give them different things.
And your mum looked after your
looked
baby?
After my boy. I used to go back in the evenings and I used to work till 6 every night. Then I had to get home. I had to cycle over 2 mile. And that's when they started dropping the incendiaries. And you'd be going along and you see these incendiary bombs dropping all around in the fields. Very scaring, that was.
But you were okay?
Yeah, we had the searchlight on where we lived, a big searchlight. And when they used to get the orders come through to say they were coming over, the man used to run in that ran the searchlight from in front of our house and say, shut your curtains and don't put the light on and don't move till I tell you. And then he'd come back and tell us when it was all over.
So how do you look back on the war? How do you think about it?
Well, waste of life, I called it, because we ought to have been living different. I don't believe in war. But I was lucky. I didn't lose anyone. I had a brother in it. He was in it nearly 7 years. And my husband was in it 4.5. But anyway, we got through all right.
BBC Radio Devon's Sophie Pearce talking there to some of the people in Torquay, or in Kingstainton to be precise, I beg your pardon, who've contributed to that new book called My War. This morning we heard the voice of Beatrice Pym.